I wonder if you know about linen. Have you ever worn linen? If you're a woman, you probably know something about linen. Men don't usually pay attention to what things are made of, but you know, some do. Some very, very well-dressed men pay a lot of attention to things like that. And so linen is a subject that we're going to be talking about right now. Linen, the one that is good to wear in the summer even. Cool as cotton, so they say. And guess who's wearing it? The fellow who's speaking to you right now. Dave Madden is at the piano, and he's wearing his all linen outfit.
That's right. Hey, everybody.
But he's not wearing his linen scarf today.
It's a little warm.
It's for summertime,
it's
you know.
It's a little warm.
Right.
That's Dave's winter linen ensemble.
Is that a linen hat you're wearing, Dave?
This is a pork pie hat.
Uh-huh.
But I'm rocking the checkered linen pants today.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
we're all dressed like cocaine smugglers this morning.
Linen doesn't have to be white, you know. But I want to know about linen.
I can tell
you. And the song.
I'll tell you all about it.
I want to know all about it, Dave.
Okay, there's a song called Mr. Linen. And the genesis of this song started right here in Studio 1A of KUTX, right where I'm sitting right now at the piano. And John was interviewing me as my band was in here, Dave Madden and my band, and I was wearing a linen ensemble. And John commented on that, and we made a song called Mr. Linen based on your amazing, poetic, and melodious comment. We used John Ailey's voice, and we built, recorded a song around that sentence and John Ailey's voice, and you can hear it at kutx.org.
And it's called Mr. Linen.
It's called Mr. Linen. And we couldn't stop there, so we made a music video, and the co-producers, David Messier and Andre Kantav of Same Sky Productions, said, what should the music video be? And I said, sexy dancing girls and a adorable puppy.
And
so
we lucked out, as I had just acquired a French bulldog puppy named Larry Bird, and this is his first starring role in a music video.
So that's your little dog.
That's my little dog.
That's the
yeah.
cutest little dog I've
ever
seen.
And we're very afraid already that it's going to go to his head, you know, that this
right.
sudden fame.
Right. Well, not that many dogs get to get linen suits, you know, right off the bat.
That was special made for him. One of the members of the video crew sewed and put together a linen vest and a linen scarf.
Now, that's
Mr.
a talented
linen.
Person who
yes.
did that. A
lot of talented people involved in it.
And
the video's great.
They're like four dancers?
Yeah, there's four dancers and a puppy. I mean, and your voice. How can you beat that?
But where'd you get those? I mean, those are the June Taylor dancers from the Jackie Gleason show or something.
The problem was we don't know any sexy women that would talk to us, so we had to pay them money and hire professional dancers
we're used to, that.
To yeah, be in our music video. But they did a fantastic job. Carrie Lehman was the choreographer. She's
yes.
one of the girls in the video, and she wrangled everybody. And all of this is to promote a party that we'd like to invite your listeners to. And it is benefiting KUTX, and it's called the Mr. Linen White Linen Party. And you can Google that. You'll find it. It is this Sunday, July 31st, at the Hotel Van Zandt on the rooftop deck. And everybody is invited to come and wear white linen or white or whatever. And we're going to have a great time.
And we will award a Mr. and Mrs. Linen to the best dressed. So you'll get a nice tchotchke if you come dressed in fine linen.
Okay. Now, this party is going to be at the Hotel Van Zandt, which is on Rainy Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hotel Van Zandt is a beautiful hotel. And if you know Rainy Street, where the music venues are and all that, it's right there.
Okay.
And we'll be there from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And that'll be this Sunday, the 31st.
Sure will.
And are we going to hear some music today?
We'd like to, we're going to play the song that we produced and hope everybody enjoys it. It's called Mr. Linen, and you can find it at kutx.org, and you can watch the music video there too.
In his linen outfit, he's wearing linen pants, linen vest, linen scarf. He's Mr. Linen. Mr. Linen. In his linen outfit, linen pants,
linen pants,
linen vest, he's Mr. Linen.
He's Mr. Linen.
Linen outfit. Linen pants.
Linen pants.
linen scarf. He's Mr. Linen. Mr. Linen. Linen vest.
Linen vest.
Linen scarf.
Linen scarf.
He's Mr. Linen.
He's Mr. Linen.
In his linen outfit.
Linen vest.
In his linen outfit.
Linen pants.
In his linen outfit.
Linen scarf.
He's Mr. Linen.
He's Mr. Linen.
Mr. Linen. Well, I can tell you that that is a fun song to listen to. I can tap my foot to it all day. And it's a song that these guys that are right here in our KUTX studio, when they put together, they made it all up. And Andre Kontav is the engineer for the event. And,
yes, I was.
Tell us all about what you did to make this happen.
That was kind of part of this project that we were doing of just when we had downtime and days off. Mm-hmm. From the studio, which we don't get too many of them, that we would just get together and work on something, mm-hmm. just randomly. So we started making beats, and because we're so cool and young and hip, we started making beats and just laying down parts and like, oh, that'd be a cool part, put that part on that. So it just kind of organically happened, mm-hmm. and we just kind of grabbed it out of the air, and it worked out pretty well, and really only took us about 3 hours to make the song.
Really?
About a day of mixing, and then that was...
Well, we had been sitting on this audio, John. When you said that, I was on the gig. I was Dave's percussionist, I think. And when you said it, this is when, you know, we were cutting live, and we just cracked up. Like, we knew we'd do something with that audio, with that sentence.
This is amazing.
And, we were in the studio, started building a piece of music. We started flying your voice in, and it was so much fun. The way you spoke so musically that we had such a blast. If we moved it, you know, a 64th note, you know, if we moved it the tiniest bit in any direction or put it over a different chord, it just took on this whole new character. It was like using another instrument. It was killer.
That's David Messier, who is one of the tri-producers of this thing. I'm not sure how you want to be called.
Believe that's my voice doing the high part?
I can't believe it. I thought you hired in the Mormon...
You've heard my record. Can you believe that?
I thought it was sopranos from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or something.
It took a lot of studio magic, I'll tell you.
That's where Andre comes in.
Really nice, really nice. So Dave Madden, Dave Messier, and Andre Kontav. So they did it. And there was some assistance of a trumpet player in there, I think, too. And he's right here in our studio today, Mr. Kevin Flatt. And we've got a bunch of other people. We've got Michael Stevens playing the bass and Scott Clark on the electric guitar. And Eldridge, the famous Goins, is on the drums with his cowboy hat. There's a party going on, I understand, on the 31st Sunday evening
at the Hotel Van Zandt.
Now, you're encouraging people to come wearing linen, is that correct?
Yeah, you know, if you don't have any white linen, anything white is fine. Guys, if you have a dress shirt, that's great. Ladies, if you have a white dress, great. But we really want to encourage everybody to come, even if your entire closet is nothing but black leather, we still want you to come to the Mr. Linen White Linen Party.
Okay, so are you going to do me some more songs? Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to do a track off my last record on Fable Records, and I know you're about to celebrate your 50th anniversary here, and last time I was in to promote this record, this was your favorite cut, so I'd like to play Everything Breaks My Heart.
Thank you.
Everything breaks my heart. Everything breaks my heart. I'm a fool. Everything breaks my heart. Everything it breaks my heart. Yes, it's true. Hey, well, does nothing ever bother you? It seems like nothing ever gets to you. Are you immune? Oh, every little thing that you do. I'm sick and tired of every little thing that you do. And I do it too.
That's just a fun damn piece. I just Thank love so that song. I love that song. That's David Messier and his band, which features Dave Madden at the piano. And I guess it can be Dave Madden's band featuring Dave Messier on the vocals, or however you guys want to put that. So you're all fine players, and this is a fun, fun crew that's going to have a big party down at the Hotel Van Zandt on Sunday from 6 to 9, and you can find it close to I-35 and the Rainy Street District.
It's benefiting KUTX, and the event is featured prominently on the KUTX.org homepage. So just go there, and you'll find everything you could ever want to know.
And pull out some nice white linen to come to the party, or anything else that you think might fit along with the linen party. That's what we're talking about, the linen party. You guys have another gig coming up in August. Is that correct, Dave?
Yeah, me, I'm Dave Madden, and David Messier, along with a couple other people, are going to be playing at the Cedar Street Courtyard with Fable Records, which is our record label, and they'll have a couple other artists there as well. So that's Thursday, August 18th.
So mark that on your calendar. Okay, so let's see here. Do we have another song?
We've got one more. This is one of mine called Jacob's Well.
You don't need to know my name, but I've got a story to tell about a watery well.
called Jacobs. You know, many divers died trying to go too deep inside. They couldn't live without what was within. You peer into the depths and it pulls you in. We're going way down in Jacob's well. Way down in Jacob's well. You might find heaven, you might find hell. Way down in Jacob's well. Out among the souls of Wimberley, like unto a well from biblical times. So strong it flowed, you couldn't even dive down. But that was so very long ago. Now if you want to, you can try to go 20, 50, 90 down. You know, many have tried and many have drowned. Going way down in Jacob's well. Way down in Jacob's well. You might find heaven, you might find hell. Way down in Jacob's well. And for all, I made a grate out of steel in a concrete wall. Too many dead divers that dove too deep. Only one man is able, and that man is me. You see, I'm Dan Dibble. I've been all the way down, and I've recovered all the bodies of all who have drowned. They destroy the barrier, I don't know. But they left an ominous note. You can't keep us out. We're going way down in Jacob's well. Way down in Jacob's well. You might find heaven, you might find hell. Way down in Jacob's well.
That was really cool.
It's a true story, too.
It's a true story. Tell us, now that was Dave Madden's song in Jacob's Well. Mm-hmm. And there is such a thing as Jacob's Well.
It's out in right. Wimberley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us all about it.
And that song, that's the real deal. It's a murder ballad of the murderous, beautiful, seductive Jacob's Well. If you've ever been there and looked down there, you can see all the prismatic colors and the dark blacks. And divers over the decades... have dove down there and never come back up again. Mm-hmm. And there really is a guy named Dan Dibble. I think he lives in San Marcos. I've never met him, but he's a master diver, and he's the guy who's gone down and retrieved most, if not all, of the bodies. And he went down there. The city of Wimberley, I believe, hired him to install a metal grate so that people couldn't kill themselves down there by accident anymore. And he went back down there like a couple months later, and they had welded the grate away and left this plastic sign that said, "You can't keep us out."
Wow.
So people still go down there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, it's amazing.
Cool.
You know, I went down in Jacob's Well before that grate was there, I think, and it was pretty exciting. I didn't get too very far.
Did you scuba?
No, we just went as far as we could hold our breaths. But,
yeah.
You know, but we didn't even begin to get as low as it can go. You said 90 feet in the song.
I've gone down maybe the 20, 25 feet to that first bottom.
Right, that's where we went.
But nobody knows how deep it goes. Nobody. Right. It just keeps going and going.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And that song is so damn good, Dave. It's just
Thanks, really great song.
And you all did it so, so well. And this is the group of people that are having a party on Sunday night from 6 to 9 at the Hotel Van Zandt. If you want to get more in the mood that these people have created for us today, all you have to do is go down and get into Jacob's Well with Dave Madden and Dave Messier and all the folks that are here with us today. It's just been great to have you. And I'd like to thank once again Eldridge Goings on the drums and Michael Stevens on the bass with his fine-looking hat and his black jacket. He looks like he's playing the part right. And Scott Clark is the electric guitar guy. And Kevin Flatt is our trumpet player. And so you're all just terrific players. Thank you so much for coming. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you, John. Thank you, KUTX.
Thank you.
And thanks especially to our engineer, Mr. Jake Perlman. Thank you for making it sound so great.